From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Today on the show, we'll be talking about paid family leave. A federal program has been in and out of the Democrats' big social policy plan in Washington. And here in Illinois, there have been state-level changes to the law on paid leave. We'll talk about that later this hour. But first, we're going to talk about one of the main things for which people use family leave, namely giving birth. Until the mid-1960s, certified professional midwives were licensed and regulated in Illinois. Then the state abolished new licenses, allowing only already licensed midwives to practice. In the early 1990s, Illinois outlawed traditional midwifery, or midwifery if you prefer. If you wanted to become a midwife, you had to be a nurse midwife. And in most parts of the state, you had to practice in a hospital. Illegal midwifery became a felony, punishable by up to $10,000 in fines and 3 years in prison. In a span of a few decades, dozens of traditional midwives were subjected to legal action or cease and desist orders and fines for practicing midwifery, and yet they remained in high demand. Now the Illinois legislature has passed legislation, and if, as expected, it's signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker, it would reverse decades of policy against CPMs, or certified professional midwives, restoring licensure and once again making it legal to practice. It would take effect in 2022, and Illinois would become the 36th state to legalize the practice of certified professional midwives. Even though there are those who say this is a step in the right direction, but there is more work to be done. Joining us now to talk about midwifery in Illinois and the new legislation are Star August, who's midwife and co-founder and CEO of the Holistic Birth Collective. Star, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
And Kaylin Jarris is co-founder at the Holistic Birth Collective. Hello, Kaylin. Thank you for coming on today as well.
Hi, good morning.
And I want to mention, we did plan to also have joining us a representative from the Illinois Council of Certified Professional Midwives, the legislative chair there. Unfortunately, as happens in live radio and when somebody's work puts them on call at different times, one of her clients has gone into labor, so she is not able to join us very last minute this morning. But we're going to forge ahead anyway. So, Star, I'm going to begin with you. I want to talk, and I should say, let me mention to listeners, our lines are open at 800-222-9455. We want to know, have you used a midwife in Illinois to give birth? Maybe you wanted to, but found that you couldn't find one in your area or find one that, you know, had the setup you wanted. What do you think about this expansion of midwifery in Illinois? Are you for it? Are you against it? You can join our conversation by giving us a call, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st show. That's at 21st show. So, Star, okay, I want to begin with you. I want to talk about the legislation in a little bit. But first, for people who might be less familiar, just what is a midwife? What does a midwife do?
A midwife is a person who attends to a woman who is having a normal physiologic healthy birth. I mean, healthy pregnancy. Essentially, not everybody will qualify to be able to have a home birth. But, you know, generally, if you are not high risk and everything is going pretty smoothly, then there's a good chance that you would qualify for a home birth. A certified professional midwife is a skilled attendant who attends a birth in a out-of-hospital setting, predominantly in a home. We come prepared with the same skills that CNMs have in hospitals, but we bring it to a home birth setting. We are primarily trained in out-of-hospital emergencies, meaning, you know, if a woman presents with a breech, if she's having to hemorrhage, if the baby needs to be resuscitated, we bring medication. We are NPR trained as well, meaning that if we have to resuscitate, we have the same training as hospital OBs and physicians and nurses as well.
Is that NPR, I'm just guessing, a neonatal pulmonary, is that like CPR, but for babies, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And when you had another acronym in there, I think CNM, Certified Nurse Midwives, and that's what's been legal in Illinois. You had to be a nurse and a midwife previously, right? Or at least under current law, even still.
Correct.
Yeah. So, Star, I understand you had a personal experience that made you want to become a midwife. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. So I've always been really healthy. I was an athlete in college and high school. My husband and I got pregnant with the first child. And essentially, we did have a out-of-hospital midwife, but like most midwives, she had other clients as well. And so we di decided for financial reasons that we would also go to the hospital to get our labs to bring to our midwives to just to cut down on the overall cost. And it was like a regular routine. I kind of went in to check in, and this is called shadow care, at a hospital to kind of, make sure everything was going fine and, get some work done and bring it back to my midwife. And in one of the last following check-ins, they said, your amniotic fluid is really low. We'd like to, induce you and kind of get you set up and kind of, have birth initiated today. And I wasn't able to really get a hold of my midwife because she was currently at a birth. But essentially, this is something that could have been rectified through an increase of fluids, not necessarily at a hospital, but in an out-of-hospital setting, like at my home, or I could have went into the birthing center or something like that. So eventually, it was like a whole cascade of interventions that kind of took place from them inducing me with the Pitocin, which is an artificial drug that's really strong and really kicks you up, kicks up your labor pains from like 0 to 100 very quickly, very unnatural. And it's really difficult for a lot of women to tolerate that. So they induced me with the Pitocin. Shortly after that, my son had a very negative reaction to that. His heart rate fell. Then they rushed me in for emergency C-section. And I'm very small in weight, and so they had to give me drugs very quickly. And even before they started cutting, I actually could feel them starting to kind of separate my skin to get into my uterus. And I remember like screaming out like, "Stop, stop, I can still feel it." And then I woke up from like a drug-induced coma, kind of, coming in and out of it, but I saw my son being resuscitated next to me. And then I blacked out again and then woke up again. And my husband was there, like, "Yeah, they had to resuscitate our son. He's upstairs in the NICU. And as soon as you're ready to get able to get up, we can bring you upstairs." But just to say that was a very traumatic experience for anybody, especially, planning, you never envision your birth going that way. And especially for someone who was like in great health, I was an athlete, top of my class, just to have that happen. And so ever since then, I just, was like, there has to be other options. I really started to investigate birth and then birth specifically for women of color, and decided after that, because there are only 2% midwives are represented by midwives of color, that I would sign up and start training to eventually become a out-of-hospital provider for women.
Well, that sounds like you had a terrible experience. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Kaylin, how did you get interested in this issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. So some background on me and Star is we actually live like 5 blocks apart, and we met through our kids. I wound up giving birth here in Chicago. I attended the University of Chicago and met my husband there. And then when we had our first child, I lived a block away from University of Chicago Medical Center. And I figured I would give birth with midwives there. The experience was suboptimal. And then I was interested in trying a home birth the second time, but I couldn't find anybody. And on top of that, insurance doesn't cover CPMs because they're illegal. And so that makes it really hard to access it unless you can afford to pay out of pocket. And so as a result, I didn't really have options for my second birth, even though I knew I didn't want the option available to me. But so I did end up giving birth in a hospital a second time. And again, that was suboptimal. And so then when Star started working with ICCPM on the midwife bill, that was when it was really important for me to support that and to support creating access for all people that are giving birth, not just the people that can afford to pay out of pocket.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce my guests. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're speaking with Kaylin Jarrus, who is the co-founder at the Holistic Birth Collective, and Star August, who's a midwife and co-founder and CEO of the Holistic Birth Collective. We're talking about legislation pending in Illinois, pending the governor's signature, that would, for the first time in decades, legalize certified professional midwives. Certified nurse midwives have been legal in Illinois, but they generally had to practice within a hospital, had to be a nurse as well as a midwife. This would permit ho more home births with certified professional midwives. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. That's 800-222-9455. And Kate is calling in from Rockford. Kate, thank you for calling in.
Hi, I'm so excited to hear this conversation today. Like the other women, I had a hospital birth for my first birth because I couldn't find a home birth midwife available to me. I was on Medicaid at the time, and my options were very limited. I didn't have a great birth experience either. I was induced with Pitocin and experienced a cascade of interventions after that. And so, like these women, I sought a different kind of care for my second child. And I had a home birth with a CPM in 2017 with my son. And it was an incredible experience, both for myself and my husband. He would say that if we were to ever have another child, he would definitely want it to also be a home birth, just because the experience was so enriching for us. But also, I just want to point out, and I'm not sure if I missed this part, I always want to include that it's so important to change the narrative about home births not being safe or certified professional midwives not having sufficient training. I know that my midwife had attended over 1,000 births before my son was born. And, you know, midwives come with an extensive labor kit that includes access to life-saving medication if a woman was to hemorrhage. There's oxygen. There's a lot of things that she has the ability to use in the event that there was to be a problem. So they are incredibly skilled professionals.
Oh, that's a great point, Kate, and I'm glad you brought that out. And I do plan to ask our guests about that. But Kate, let me ask you, did you have any concerns that you were kind of doing this in the shadows with this not really being a fully licensed practice in Illinois at home?
You know, it was a concern for me. The first midwife that I was able to find had a lot of fear herself of being prosecuted. And so she didn't like her name being shared in groups, and that's very common. I mean, you can't really easily Google midwives because of their own personal liability. So you find somebody via word of mouth. And I ended up switching care to a different midwife who at the time was president of the Council for Illinois Certified Professional Midwives. And she had a different attitude and was made me feel more secure that things would be okay, and she wasn't as concerned about her own safety regarding legality, which gave me more confidence.
All right, Kate. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. We really appreciate it. And
okay, thanks for having this conversation.
Sure. Well, thanks again. So, Star, let me ask you about that in terms of safety. I think that's something that was one of the obstacles to this passing in Illinois. A lot of the people in the medical establishment would argue, oh, it's not safe enough. You need to be able to whisk someone into an elevator and, you know, have them be minutes away from sort of critical care if necessary. How do you respond to that critique?
I respond to that saying birth is not an emergency. We have to shift the narrative around births. I feel like people, you know, they buy into a lot of things that we see on TV, and they have like this idea of birthing something that's scary and unnatural, when in reality it's very natural, even like our menstrual cycle. And I feel like if you are, I guess the biggest difference between, I guess you can say, out of hospital providers and in-home providers as far as midwifery is concerned, is that we spend a lot of time with our patients. We spend 45 minutes to an hour versus 15 minutes for a quick check-in at the hospital. We get a chance to really go over and really hone in on nutrition so that we could prevent any type of ailment or anything that would essentially risk you out. Or if something does pop up, we're able to quickly address it with diet and supplements and things like that. As far as it not being safe, like that, you know, we don't take people who are off the bat are high risk. People who are having home births are very low risk and come to us in generally good health. And at any point during care, they pop up with any type of anything that would risk them out, we quickly refer them to someone in the hospital. But for the most part, a transfer is something that's very rare. And I think one of the good things about this bill going forward is the fact that we'll be able to have like a transfer agreement or kind of be on the same page so that it isn't something that's kind of fragmented. And like you know, the last caller was talking about how a lot of midwives were kind of afraid to disclose like our names and our profession, especially when we have a transfer, as because we do run the risk of being prosecuted. And so it's important that we're able to work together collectively for the betterment of these people that we're serving.
Okay, we need to take a break here. Let me just remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about legislation that is pending in Illinois. It's passed the House and the Senate. It's expected to be sent to the governor for his signature, and he is expected to sign it, I should say, which would reverse decades of policy against certified professional midwives. It would restore licensure for that profession and make it legal to practice. Illinois has already had certified nurse midwives. This would be more of an option for home births. People would not have to be nurses in order to do this practice legally. But as we've heard, and we heard from a caller, it's been going on anyway. We're speaking with Star August, who's co-founder and CEO of the Holistic Birth Collective and a midwife herself. Also, Kaylin Jarris, another co-founder of the Holistic Birth Collective. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation today. That's 800-222-9455. We'd love to hear about your experience of birth, especially if you've used a midwife or maybe wanted to but didn't feel comfortable with the status of the law as it is in Illinois. Let us know. 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st. Stay with us. You're listening to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking about legislation in Illinois. It's expected to be signed into law by Governor Pritzker. And if assuming that happens as expected, in 2022, certified professional midwives will again have a path to licensure in Illinois. It will be legal to have home births with certified professional midwives, as opposed to the current law, which said only allowed for Illinois nurse midwives, generally in hospital settings. And as we mentioned earlier, there have been dozens of traditional midwives who were subjected to legal action or cease and desist orders in recent decades for practicing midwifery or midwifery. We're speaking with Star August, who's a midwife and co-founder and CEO of the Holistic Birth Collective. Also, Kaylin Jarris from the Holistic Birth Collective. We're taking your calls at 800-222-9455, especially if you've used a midwife in Illinois or maybe wanted to but were not able to. We'd love to hear about your experience at 800-222-9455. Star, let me ask you, what are some of the barriers to entry to becoming a midwife, right? You could be a nurse in a midwife in Illinois until assuming this law is passed. So I think some people might say, why not just go to nursing school, become a nurse midwife? Can you draw out that distinction for us?
Yeah, a lot of people don't necessarily want to work in a hospital setting. And so that right there is like the biggest distinction. If you plan on working in community-based birth, like a birthing center or a home birth, it's easier and much more cost-effective to take the route of becoming a CPM. Certified nurse midwives have a large scope in which they have to focus on, not only midwifery, but a lot of other specific skills. And home birth midwives, we specifically focus on out of hospital birth. Our training is specific to out of hospital births. And we really get a chance to be familiar with it and really become masters of the trade, essentially.
And Kaylin, you testified before the Illinois Senate when this legislation was being discussed. Can you talk about what you told them and in what ways you think that this would help mothers?
So I actually did not testify for 3401. I tested for other legislation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. My apologies. Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sure. So I'm sorry. What was your question?
Well, so like in what ways do you think this will help mothers having this option? We talked a little earlier about, your own experience, but why, maybe you can just talk a little bit more about why people are drawn to that sort of home birth as opposed to the medicalized, hospital setting.
Sure. Home birth is a really interesting culture that people choose to enter into because there are a lot of reasons that people might not feel comfortable giving birth in hospitals. Part of that is concern about discrimination either against your partner or yourself if you're a person of color, or if you're like gender expansive, or if you're LGBTQ. stuff like that. That's the reason a lot of people choose it. Also, people who want trauma-informed care and to actually have control over who enters their room and who is around them during this really intimate time. That's something hospitals aren't really equipped to accommodate. And so that's the reason a lot of people prefer home birth.
Star, let me ask you, Star, about something that Kaylin just mentioned there, which is sort of racial disparities with childbirth. In Illinois, Black women are eight times as likely to die of a pregnancy-related medical condition as white women. Can you talk about, is this legislation, in your view, helpful to people of color? And maybe where does it fall short in that regard?
Yes, I believe this legislation is a start. As you may know, Kaylin and I at Holistic Birth Collective, we're pushing legislation that'll be popping up for concurrence on the Senate floor this January that would really make this bill equitable, speaking to the fact that two out of three women in the state of Illinois, their births are paid for by Medicaid. So yes, as it stands right now, if this bill was to pass without SB 1041 going forward as well, only people that would be able to access CPMs are those who can pay out of pocket. And this, unfortunately, really leaves a lot of people who are at a higher disadvantage out. And this speaks to a lot of people of color, specifically Black women. And I feel like with us having the high disparity rate, we really should be censored in this discussion because it could essentially have a really huge impact on changing these specific stats.
Yeah, and you sort of hinted at this, but let's be clear. The legislation you're talking about that is not passed, that you would like to still see passed, would allow people who, you know, on the Medicaid program, which does, you know, there's a lot of women in Illinois who give birth, you know, with their health coverage through Medicaid. They currently do not have access to midwives. This would make it part of that program. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. I'm speaking specifically to SB 1041. Which is called the Consumer Choice and Maternal Care for African American Mothers Program Act. It passed the House during veto session unanimously, and it's coming up again for concurrence on the Senate floor this January. So, you know, I think everybody could help if they could just, you know, call their senator, tell them to vote yes and to support SB 1041 when it does come on the floor.
Star, I also wonder, so we just have been talking about sort of racial disparities. Do you see I don't know what the right way to say this is, like economic disparities with people who seek midwives or class disparities, if you want to go there, and, you know, and how widespread this is. And what do you think about that? What might the profession of midwifery do to sort of try and extend itself out to different strata, if you will?
Yeah. Specific home birth midwives could have a really huge impact in the fact that we're able to provide, specifically Black midwives are able to provide culturally congruent care to people in our neighborhoods, people that understand the plight or the walk of being Black in America in 2021. There's been a lot of articles that have come out with a lot of women, specifically celebrities, that have been talking about how important it was for them to be surrounded by a group of women that really understood them, that heard them, and also to be in a space of people that she really trusted. Because racism, you know, it's crazy to say that in 2021, there's a lot of political capital if you are on the Black maternal healthcare just boat right now. There's a lot of big organizations that are really monetizing off of our suffering. But it's important that, you know, while they are essentially profiting, they're also making a pathway for us to be able to serve those who really need it the most. So you were talking about what are some of the roadblocks to us being able to access CPMs. One of the biggest roadblocks that we have right now is there isn't very many Black CPMs, specifically in the state of Illinois, that are able to offer their services to serve women of color. And, you know, as far as like schooling, the way the Midwives Practice Act bill is written right now, you would have to have like money to pay out of pocket to go to a MEEK school to be qualified to apply for a license in this state. And this really, even though it is a good start, we just have to go back to the drawing table now to get funds to be able to help these students get across the line to be qualified to apply for a license in the state.
Kaylin, we're nearing the end of our time. Let me just ask you, what's next looking ahead for your advocacy?
So our number one priority right now is to grow the number and the racial diversity of licensed certified professional midwives in Illinois. And so we're working with community colleges to try to create pipeline programs so that people can access that education and career pathway. And then our other one is creating a pathway to access CPM care if you are a patient insured by Medicaid. So SB 1041.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point. Is there even a sort of, given that it has not been legal to not be a nurse midwife, is there a sort of an educational path in Illinois, or would you have to go out of state to learn under the...
You would have to go out of state.
You would. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Well, I want to thank my guests. They have been Kaylin Jarris and Star August, both of the Holistic Birth Collective. Star is also a midwife. I want to thank you so much for being with us and sharing your experiences today on the 21st.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.